And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The resistance to common sense, well, it continues in full force as California has flatly rejected the Department of Education's proposal to protect women's sports from male competitors. Yep, despite being given a 10-day deadline to rescind sports prizes awarded to transgender athletes and ban them from girls' competitions, California's Department of Education said they respectfully disagree with the Trump administration's analysis. President Trump has threatened to revoke federal funding for states refusing to comply, and California's response? Well, Gavin Newsom says he will continue standing guard to ensure his state remains the gold standard. Speaking of institutional rebellion, Harvard's faculty union is staging their own revolt against any potential deal between the university and the Trump administration. Over 300 professors represented by the newly formed AAUP chapter are threatening, quote, strong resistance, including possible walkouts if Harvard strikes an agreement without their input. A Harvard Crimson poll shows 71% of faculty oppose any deal with the administration, which tells you absolutely everything about the intellectual diversity at our most prestigious university in this country. With $2.8 billion in federal funding at stake, maybe it's time Harvard's administration remembers who actually pays the bills. The Federal Trade Commission is finally treating gender ideology like the consumer fraud that it's always been. The chairman has hosted a workshop examining whether so-called gender-affirming care for minors constitutes deceptive medical practices, with detransitioners and whistleblowers sharing devastating testimonies. One panelist didn't mince words, saying, quote, it's not health care, it's blatant consumer fraud. Meanwhile, the corporate world's response to the new health initiatives reveals some telling priorities. Mars, the company behind M&M's and Skittles, is now backing away from Robert Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again campaign, claiming they can't find fully effective solutions to eliminate synthetic dyes. This from a company that already phases out harmful additives for European markets, but apparently they can't manage the same standards for American children. And the climate orthodoxy's intolerance for dissent reached some pretty new lows when NPR's Sam Zeff mocked a young meteorology graduate for challenging climate change narratives around the Texas flooding. And more from corporate America. Amazon, particularly, they're not immune to the struggles around the world as their expanded Prime Day strategy backfired pretty big. Sales plunged 41% on the first day compared to last year, with the four-day event encouraging treasure hunting rather than impulse purchases. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.